From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. And we begin this hour with the news out of Syria. Today, tanks and state security forces push deeper into northern Syria, part of an increasingly brutal crackdown against anti-government protesters. In a moment, we'll hear about an exodus of residents from one embattled northern city. But first, to the growing diplomatic pressure on Syria to end the violence. NPR's Jackie Northam reports on an effort today by Britain and France to condemn the bloodshed with a draft UN Security Council resolution.
For the past 3 months, as the violence in Syria spiraled, there's been an effort to increase international pressure on the government of President Bashar al-Assad. Human rights activists say some 1,300 Syrians have been killed by state security forces and more than 10,000 detained. Bernard Valero, a French foreign ministry spokesman, said now is the time to act.
It's time, first of all, for the international community to make a loud call for the end of the violences, and it's time also for each member of the UN Security Council to take its responsibility in front of the degradation of the worsening of the situation in Syria.
As part of that, France and Britain drafted a resolution for the UN Security Council that condemns human rights abuses by the Syrian government. British Prime Minister David Cameron said the violence against peaceful protesters is completely unacceptable. He outlined the main thread of the resolution to the British Parliament.
Condemning the repression and demanding accountability and humanitarian access. And if anyone votes against that resolution or tries to veto it, that should be on their conscience.
The resolution needs 9 yes votes to pass from the 15-member council and no veto by any of the 5 permanent members. The U.S. is expected to approve the resolution, but there's a chance that Russia or China could veto it. Sergei Markov, a member of the Russian parliament, said that Russia believes the Syrian government and the protesters have both played roles in the violence.
And also some outside players also responsible for the such kind of violence. When United States and France support so strongly opposition in Syria, by doing this, they take responsibility for the violence.
The resolution does not suggest military intervention in Syria, nor does it propose economic sanctions. That may go some way towards placating Russia, which has been a longtime ally of Syria. Moscow was unhappy with NATO's military intervention in Libya. But even if the resolution does pass, it's unclear whether it will be enough to change the Syrian regime's behavior. Mark Toner is a State Department spokesman.
It may or may not, to be honest. What it will do is add to the mounting international condemnation of what's been going on in Syria and help build a broader coalition, if you will, towards ending the violence and pressuring Assad to make the right decisions.
The U.S. and the European Union have already announced sanctions against members of the Assad regime, including the president himself. And the EU is planning another round that will target Syrian companies. Yet the violence continues. The text of the draft UN resolution will be discussed among members of the Security Council. It may take several days before a vote is called. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.